What's going on there, youth pastors? Paul Turner here from the DiscipleProject.net, here with a different kind of episode today. And if you're brand new here to the podcast, this is not my normal format. Normally, it's got a little bit of music, a little bit of banter up front, then I tell you about some resources. And yeah, I don't feel like doing that today. I really feel like the Lord's put on my heart that some of you guys worked really hard this past week. You're listening to this maybe on Sunday night, Monday. You know, you've had a powerful Easter weekend, and some of you are just really, really tired, and I want to help you a little bit. So I'm not going to compel you to get back on the grind. In fact, I'm going to tell you quite the opposite. I was thinking, you know, after the biggest event in history of the world, Peter and some of the other disciples went fishing, and I'm sure they did some other things. I mean, really, what would you do if you saw your best friend crucified and then come back to life? That's a lot. An event like that needs time to process. So, you know, fishing sounds like a great way to do that. When Jesus showed up, it was to forgive and to restore his friend, Peter. He wasn't there to rebuke them, to say, hey, you slackers, quit sloughing off and get back to work. In fact, it was around a meal that Jesus tells his disciples to go to an upper room and wait and pray for power. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave this command to them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Acts 1:3-5. And I share all this with you today because so many of you worked so hard this past weekend for Easter, for your pastor, for your church. And I don't want you to feel like you have to get back on the grind immediately. It's okay if you want to take the next day or two and just do nothing. Maybe just sit and wait for power, a time to recharge, a time to be recommissioned. Summer's coming up and you'll need all the power you can get. Am I right? So you have my permission, not that you need it, to be lazy for a couple of days, to catch your breath, to sit in this event called Easter, and not just work for the cause of Easter, to read books that you've been wanting to read, or maybe go to a movie. You know, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Take time to rest and reflect on your relationship with the Lord. You and your ministry will be better off for it. And if nobody's told you lately that you're doing a good job, let me tell you, you're doing a good job and you're only going to get better. And I'll see you in next week's episode.